Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
The Lord said you were not comforted. This year you are going to be comforted. The Lord said that your foundations were destroyed. This year he will make sure that he's going to build those foundations. The Lord said that your homes are not what's supposed to be. God said this year the homes will be all right. The Lord said that people are out there, demonic powers, they will gather together. But God said that he will not be there because they gathered against you. And the Lord said, even though they are gathering against you, everything that they are going to use against you, I am the one who created them. I am also the one who created whatever instrument that they are going to form. And it will not prosper over your life because for your shame, they shall fall down. In the name of Jesus. So at the end of the day, God is just going to lift you and no power, no power. I said it, no power. God said no power. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Anyone that will stand will fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. So these are the what is on the document. And these things, you have to watch it and continue praying. Lord, use it. He said, he didn't say that he was going to refurbish your foundation. He said he is going to rebuild the foundation. Rebuild the foundation. Refurbish is when you are using the old stuff and making it look new. Rebuild whatever that is there. We destroy it and then we build anew. And it's not just an ordinary way of building. He said he's going to build with precious stones, sapphires. Sapphires. So you tell me, if your foundations are built with sapphires, what about the structure? Foundation is what is on the ground that people don't see. Foundation is what is on the ground that we don't see. When you see a mighty building that is out there, you have to know that its foundation is extremely solid. Extremely solid. God said he's going to build you. Rebuild your foundation. So that is what we are expecting this year. And we will pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. They have studied already. All the attacks and all that. They have studied already. But God said it's not going nowhere. So as you know, you can't stop devil from being devil. You cannot stop devil from being devil. God himself is not even stopping him. Because he has a time. How much more you? But the Lord tells you that your issue is not, you know, using the devil as an excuse to, you know, not to fulfill the plans of God for your life. God said he will fight your battle, but you have to stand, have understanding of what it takes for the Lord to intervene on your behalf. Your children shall be taught of me. If your children shall be taught of me, you are the one that are going to teach your children. So you have to know God, so that everything that God said he's going to do, all shall come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. The year 2015 is not an ordinary year, because in 5 years, you will hit 2020. In 5 years' time, you will hit 2020. A man without vision is a dead person. A man, if you are living, you have no vision, you are dead. He said, without vision, without knowledge, people perish. Without vision, people are also perishing. These are the two things that are perishing people in the Bible. So you have to have knowledge and you have to have a vision. In 5 years' time, okay, this is not, you know, that long. It's a short time, very short term vision. So what is it that you have planned ahead? In 5 years' time, something extraordinary has to come together in the name of Jesus. Because this year alone, in 5 years' time, it will take this year, it will take the next year, it will take 5 more years to come for you to hit 2020. You have to have a wonderful goal, a wonderful vision, so that in the year 2020, you mark these things down. What God is going to do for this year, we have it written down. Next year, he's going to give us, because he's a God that takes us from one degree of glory to another. Please, don't play church. Don't play, you know, religion and all that. Be serious about God. Whatever that it takes for you to get there, you have to work out your own salvation and get what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. All frustrations of the devil, they are not excuses before God, because the Lord has given us the power to overcome anything that the enemy has just thrown on your way. You will overcome it and you will be successful and do what God has called you to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone is very welcome. If you are going for a journey, your father might call you early in the morning and counsel you. Tell you, my son, my daughter, these are my last instructions. Please be careful about these things and it shall be well with you. And then he will lay his hands over your head and pray and asking God to bless you with all the blessings. So when you get to the field out there, you know, these words of your daddy, of your parents, they keep ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing in your assignment. Because you know that you are a purpose-driven child. Wherever that you are not there carelessly. But you might see people that are just there careless. They don't know what is going on. But as far as you keep focused on the reason why you are there, you will not fail in the name of Jesus. It is the distraction that let people go astray. People go astray because of distraction. But if you can be in an environment where things are not working, but if you are focused on this God, he will turn things around. And I know that this year you are focusing on God, and everything that is not going to glorify God, you want to make sure that you get rid of those things for God's plan to be established over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The message of the day is titled, The Origin of Sin. The Origin of Sin. And we are going to see this in four different categories. Four categories to talk about the origin of sin. Because, I mean, you cannot approach the promises of God when you are being weighed down by sin. So if you don't understand what sin means, sin is the only thing that separates a man from God. So you cannot be claiming the promises of God for the year 2015 when you know that there are certain things that you need to get rid of them. Allow the Holy Spirit to work out with you and get rid of anything that is not glorifying God so that you can touch God for his promises to be established over your life. Origin of sin. If you don't understand how things came to be, you are always working on the surface. You are always working on the surface. You'll be doing things that you don't understand because everyone is doing it, but you are not everyone. You are the one that the promise of God came to. So then you want to understand the origin of sin and what it is so that you will stay away from it. It might throw light on certain areas in your life that you didn't know that it was against God. Four categories that are identified in the origin of sin. We're going to see it in the relationship to God. That is the one. We will also see the origin of sin in the relationship to Satan. And three, we will see it in relationship to angels. And four, and the last one, we will see the origin of sin in relationship to man. So, number one, in relationship to God, origin of sin in relationship to God, first and foremost, everyone, if you are worshiping this God, God is not a policeman. God, Almighty God, is a father. He is your father. So you approach God knowing that you are going before your father. It changes everything. Fear of what he would do to you has to be broken. The people of the Old Testament, they were obeying God out of the law of Moses. We don't obey God out of the law of Moses. We obey God out of the law in Christ Jesus. In Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus had set me free from the law of sin and death, which is the law of Moses. You do this and I will bless you. You do that and I will curse you. This is not that error. This is the dispensation of grace. We fear God in reverence. You don't fear your father because your father is going to kill you. You fear your father in respect, in reverence. That is how much you fear your God. You approach your dad what you cannot say to someone out there that you see. No, the person might call you my son, but there are so many things that you cannot go to that person and start telling him, even though he's calling you my son. But your true dad, you approach him because you know that your dad will not judge you. Your dad will not judge you. What is dirty on you, your dad is ready to put his life in line to wash you. Your dad is not expecting you to die before him. That is an evil parent. Every parent wants to see their children doing very well. This is the God that we are serving. These people of the Old Testament, they didn't know God like that. Jesus Christ came and John 1:17, he said that the law, it was given to Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus. So Jesus came to let people know that God is not a policeman, but God is a father. It changes everything. It changes everything. The law under Christ is a law of love. Divine love. So, who is this father in relationship to sin? Our Father, Almighty God, he does not have the ability to sin. God cannot sin. God cannot sin. This is such a great comfort. God cannot sin. His nature does not have any seed of sin. There is no sin in God. Everything about Almighty God is all holiness, love. This is the God that we are serving. So, he cannot sin. He has nothing to do with sin. He is incapable of sinning. You know, but one thing that is great is that even though his nature is not of sin, he foresaw, you know, the Lord foreknew about the outcome of sin. So he also made provision in his plan for mankind. Sin is not originated by God, but God, in his mighty knowledge of everything, he made provisions for sin. He knew that sin will come. So he made available the one that we call the Savior before the foundation of the world to deal with sin. And it is seen in Revelation 13 and the verse is 8. The word say, he said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You see that the Lamb, that is Jesus Christ, was slain from the foundation of the world. So before anything come to exist, God already slain Jesus Christ. God already made a provision for sin. God already provided a savior to save us from sin. He has no sin in him. He is not the origin of sin. So we said that God is not the author of sin, but he is the creator of the man of sin that we call Satan. It's a great comfort. The one that is the origin of sin, Satan, He was created by Almighty God. So, you see, whatever that this man of sin will do, he is a creature. God created him. Anything that you made, you have control over your handmaid. In the worst case, take the remote control and shut it down. So, what we are saying here is that Satan is the author of sin, but God created Satan. That brings us to the second point, which is the origin of sin in relationship to Satan. Who is Satan? Let me say this, because sometimes when Satan, God created him as an angel. Remember, the angels were created before men. Angels were not created like human beings. They have a special abilities. God made Satan with a special, because he was the worshiper before the throne of Almighty God. He was a cherub. So a cherub is the highest in the rank of the angels. And the Lord called this, he said that the morning star, the Lucifer, that is Satan, he created him because he is leading the worship. Put him in that mineral garden. This is the same garden that, as a result of Satan's sin, God would destroy it and rebuild it for Adam, the Garden of Eden. It was before a mineral garden. Precious stones was around this angel. And then pride would just set itself in. So when we talk about this man of sin, God did not create Satan as a man of sin. He created Satan as all the angels in a state that we called unconfirmed holiness. What does it mean? A state of unconfirmed holiness. God is a God that does not force his will upon nobody. God doesn't force his will on a man, and God does not force his will on any of his creations. So God creates every single thing, and then he wants you to make a choice of what you want to worship. If you want to take him as your God, you are welcome. If you don't want to take God as your God, you are also welcome to worship whatever that you want to worship. But remember one thing, is that there is a judgment that is according to the word of Almighty God. So God is not going to force the angels to worship him. God is not going to force the man to worship him. So the same way that the angels were created in the state of unconfirmed holiness, man also was created in the state of unconfirmed holiness. God wants to see. So God gave a commandment. He said that this is it. What do you choose? Man, you choose to side with Satan. Well, sin has come in. You choose to side with God, your state will completely be confirmed. This is what happened exactly with the current angels that are in heaven, in the third heaven, with Almighty God. Because we're going to find out that it's not all the angels that God created that are all with God, all Almighty God right now. Because some of them fell with Satan. And we will get into details of these things. Can the angels that are that are with God, can they sin? No, they cannot sin. Because the moment that they have made the choice to live and have God as their God and worship him, their state become confirmed. So they moved from unconfirmed holiness to complete confirmed holiness. They cannot sin anymore. So it is. God also offered the same thing to man. If man, when man was created, and the Lord gave him the choice, in that garden, we have two trees. God showed him the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. But the Lord did not say anything about the tree of life, which was also in the midst of the garden. Man decided not to listen to what God was asking him to do, but listen to the source of Satan, deceiving source, the source of sin. As a result of that, man also entered into a state of what? Of confirmed sin. Confirmed sin, confirmed unholiness. So, but you know what is really interesting is this, is that there was no provision that was made for the angels that fell and their state moved from confirmed holiness to unconfirmed holiness. You see that? From the state of unconfirmed holiness to confirmed holiness. But the ones that fell, he let them stay at the state of what? Of sin. And they are locked in the state of sin. But man, before the foundation of the world, man already, you know, God already slayed the lamb before the foundation of the world. So God had already made the Savior, Jesus Christ, available for us because he knew that one day man will sin. Amen. So when you hear before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain and all that, well, what we said about Satan, we said that Satan is a cherub. He's an angel. Angel, the high rank of the angels that God created. So Ezekiel 28 and the verse is 15. What made Satan fell is recorded just right here. He said, Satan, thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created. So God created him in a perfect state. In a perfect state. Till iniquity was found in thee. Till sin was found in him. But the Lord God did not create Satan in a state of sin. And the reason why sin was found in Satan, it is recorded here in Isaiah 14:14. Satan, out of pride, this is what is said of him. Satan said, I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. So you can see that the actual origin of sin is pride. I will be like the Most High. He wants to be like his creator. The creature wants to be like the creator. Sin of pride. And which is expressed, you know, in the desire of Satan being willing to be like God. And that is, this is the source of the sin of pride. When we said that you are proud, this is the source. And we know, only God knows that man has that gene in him, contaminated. When you have not come to know our Lord Jesus Christ, the sin of pride is something that is infused in man out of the fall. They always want to be like. So if you are living your life and you are, your whole purpose of living is just chasing people's life. I want to be like. I want to be like. I want to be like. Why can't you start getting in touch with your God and be like the one that God really wants you to be? That is Romans 8:29. We are predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. Man wants to be like anything except like Jesus Christ. But Jesus is the one that God has called us to be like him. To be like him. So if you are one that you know that your life is full, your thought is full of, I want to be like, I want to be like, I want to be like, be yourself. Be yourself first and foremost. And then strive to make sure that your life is gaining a higher height to become more and more like Jesus Christ. More and more like Jesus. The Creator is sitting in his mighty throne, and the Creator said, I want to be like God, the Most High. So this is the problem that we have as far as Satan is concerned about the origin of sin. Let it be clear in everyone's mind. The origin of sin is not God. It is Satan. But God created Satan. And the reason why the type of sin that made Satan to be Satan is the sin of pride, willing to be like God. So every time a man is, you know, in entertaining that thought of I want to be like, you know what you are doing? You are fellowshipping with the devil. You are fellowshipping with the devil. You want to be like, you want to be like, you want to be like. That's not right. So our next level would be the origin of sin in relationship to angels. You know, we said that Satan is also an angel created with more responsibilities that was given to him, and that brought him to the state of pride, and he fell. So if you want to know how many angels God created, the word of God is very clear. It is innumerable companies of angels, so we cannot count them. We cannot count how many angels God created. But Revelation chapter 12 and the verse is 3 to 4. The word says, he said, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. A great red dragon, having 7 horns and 10, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the 1/3 of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. You see, the stars of heaven, it is the name that is given to the angels. So the dragon, his tail dragged 1/3 of the angels of God with him. So when God cast him here on earth, this man of sin also came with 1/3 of the angels of God that have also made their state of unconfirmed holiness to be confirmed on holiness. So they also, their state of sin is now confirmed and locked and now cast down here with Satan. But they are all angels. These are the ones that we call demons. When we are talking about unclean spirits, these are the fallen angels. These are the ones that we call unclean spirits. We call demons, etc., etc., etc. So 1/3 of these angels were cast down right here on earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. What is important to, you know, to really retain here is that, you know, the tail of Satan drew 1/3 of the stars of the angels of God, that God cast them down here on earth. 1/3 of them. So we can simply say that 1/3 of the angels of God also participated in the revolt of Satan in the presence of God. And the Lord cast them down. If they are uncountable, how many do you think are here right now? Only God knows. Only God knows. And these ones, they cannot. I mean, what is shocking over here is that that is why we are giving, we are throwing light on these scriptures. Because we said that these are angels that cannot do good. Please, these are angels that cannot do good. They are called fallen angels. They are called demons. Behind the idols and witchcraft activities and all devilish stuff that are going on in this world, these are the ones that are behind it. The company of Satan and his group. These are the ones that we're talking about. They have the ability to jump in a man, unclean spirit, possess the body of that person, and the person will be doing crazy stuff. Disobedient spirit that will just enter into you. And everything that they do, they make sure that it is against the plan of God for your life. The fallen angels. They have no good plan for nobody. We don't worship any angel, including the angels of God. We don't worship them. Only Jesus and the Almighty God can take worship. No angel of God is entitled to receive any worship. How much more you going to kneel down before an idol? This is what I have been saying all the time. These are demons, unclean spirits, and their whole purpose is to take worship. So if a man is not having wisdom, and will just come every moment and laying before anything and start putting trust in whatever wood that is carved out there and start praying, putting in all drinks and calling him Nana and calling him my God and calling, he said, Satan or those demons, they will come and cross their leg and sit down to receive that worship. The next thing you know, that thing that is not nothing is reacting. Why? Because evil power has taken over. That is how we come up with the waters that we say that, this power from the water, the power from the stone, the power from the tree, and people are worshiping these things. But you have to know that these are demons that are sitting down to take that worship. God cast them down here. They are not in heaven. Here on earth. So this is the state of the origin of sin in relationship to the angels. And number four, which is the last one, is the origin of sin in relationship to man. As far as man is concerned, sin began in the Garden of Eden. So, and mankind fell because Adam fell. When you look at the different covenants that the God made with man, you see that the Edenic covenant or Adamic covenant, Adam was the one that represented mankind. So every single choice of Adam, it was the choice of man in general. Man in the sense of man and woman, male and female, he created he them. So, Romans 5 and the verses 11 and 12, Apostle Paul said, he said, wherefore, as by one man, that one man is Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's it. If Adam chose in the garden to eat from the tree of life, his state would have been confirmed holiness forever. And the gene of sin will not be in any man that comes out of a woman. You see that? So the issue here is that we have to have understanding that as far as you are born of a woman, automatically, your nature is Adamic nature. We change nature only when we come to be born in Christ Jesus. So being born again, then the man of sin has no power over your life. The man of sin has no power over anyone that has been born again. But anyone that comes, any man, any woman that comes into this world here through the womb of a woman, your nature is automatic. You are automatically affected by sin. You are born in sin. David made, he said, I am conceived in sin. Conceived in sin. By one man, mankind fell. You see, in the case of man, in Genesis 3 and the verses 5, he said, for God, this is the case that Satan came to deceive Eve. Tricking man to fall, because he had already been fallen. So you can see, these are the first human beings. Adam and Eve did not know, have no idea of this serpent. And the same serpent that is called the thief in John 10:10, he cometh not but to steal, to kill, and what? And to destroy. But the Son of Man cometh to give life and give it more abundantly. Anyone that is entertaining this man of sin, you are just covering yourself in fellowship with Satan in the state of death. You want life? You come to Jesus. You want to stay and remain death? You stay where you are, away from Jesus Christ. So, when Satan presented himself in the form of a serpent to Adam and Eve in the garden, actually he talked to Eve. He told Eve, he said, in all craftiness, did God say that you shouldn't eat of any tree from this garden? I'm always amazed how Satan formed his question. The commandment was given to Adam, Eve within. But how did Satan know about the tree, the commandment that came upon the tree? But this man, in his deception, he came and he didn't ask question about an egg or about a water. But he came and asked them the question, did God say that you should not be eating from any tree in this garden? You see that? How on earth did this guy know about the tree? Be careful. Be careful about this man of sin. He's a deceiver. He's a thief. You will never know how the thief got to steal from you until the day you find out that your things are gone. They study, they monitor, anything goes. But that was the question that he asked. And then he said, so Eve, in her innocence, pointed the tree. So Eve was the one that showed Satan, this is the tree that God is talking about. The man had no clue. So many things that Satan does not know, but in his dubious ways, man is always trapped. And the man is, you know, when we are praying in the spirit, this man is not understanding anything. Matter of fact, when you don't, he doesn't know what is going on in your mind. He does not have that ability. That is why he's always playing the tricks to trap people. But wisdom will keep your life. Wisdom will keep you from sinning. So he came to Eve and said, God himself, he do know that in the day that ye eat thereof, talking about the fruit of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, then your eyes shall be open and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Listen to this. Your eyes shall be open and ye shall be as gods, knowing as gods, knowing good and evil. Ye shall be. So when you compare the sin of man and the sin of Satan, it is the same thing. It's the same thing, the same sin of pride. Satan wants that to be like God Almighty. Satan is telling man that if you eat from this tree, you are also going to be like God. And man went ahead because he wants to be like God. Pride. 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 So many things that the enemy will throw on people's way and their lives are trapped. You want money. Okay, I will give you money and I take your life. But he will never come to you that way and tell you that this is what is going to happen to you. Do you really think that if when Satan came to Eve and told Eve, okay, this tree, it is nice. God said you should not eat from it. Don't worry. You know what? I think if you eat from this tree, your fellowship with God will be broken. You are going to be naked. You will not see your left and right anymore. You are not going to be all right. You know, if only when Satan is giving you drugs to take, do you think he tells you the effect of that drug over your life? No. This is how this man is operating. He's always showing you the good side of the situation. And many are exchanging their lives that way. They don't tell you. They say that this is what is happening there. When you go there, you're getting this, you're getting that, But until you find yourself in the situation, then you're going to know that all the other side that are hidden, no one ever mentioned anything. God is not a deceiver. Almighty God is a holy God. It's a loving Father God. Jesus Christ is a savior, not a destroyer. Satan is a destroyer. Jesus is not a deceiver. Christ will come and tell you blank what it is. You want to follow him? You follow him. You don't want to follow him? It is your choice. But remember one thing, that this is what the Lord had said about judgment. There shall be a judgment. The judgment is not going to be according to the standard of Satan. The judgment is going to be according to the standard of the word of God. This same Jesus that you are rejecting and putting him at the cornerstone, you're going to face him one day. You'll face him one day. Everyone is going to be accountable for the life and the choice that he have made over here. Always tricking people. And they are falling into it. Because man is greedy. Man is proud. And the actual sin of man in regard to God, it was the sin of disobedience to the specific commandment that we have talked about. That is Genesis 2, 16 and 17. He said, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Satan never told them what that death means. So in other words, when you listen to the answer, you listen to how Satan formulated, his statement to Eve. He said, thou shalt surely not die, which means that Eve told Satan that God said, if you eat from it, we will die. And I'm very sure by the time that, they have eaten this fruit and then still realizing that they are still alive and they have not died, still man did not have understanding of the form of death until the time that God is coming and looking for Adam and couldn't find Adam. And Adam is running away from God. And meanwhile, every evening, the Lord was just coming to have fellowship with his children. This is what we are talking about here. Sin breaks the fellowship with God. Sin put a man in nakedness. Sin brings shame and reproach over a man's life. Man start hiding. Man becomes foolish. How can you go and hide behind a tree when God is looking for you? Sin makes a man foolish. When people are entangled in sin, you are not yourself anymore. Your mind is gone. Your imagination has been touched with evil. You don't see what is. You know, the tree was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If God wanted you to have the knowledge of good and evil, he wouldn't have told man, don't eat from this. Don't eat from this. But this is exactly what we are talking about. That is what man is all about. People want to find out. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know what is good. I want to know what is bad. And they keep in the quest of their knowledge. That is where they are snared. You eat from this, thou shalt surely die. So in Genesis 3 and the verse 6, he said, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, the problem here, food. The tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant in the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise. you know, willing to become wise, food, pleasant, making one wise. When she saw that, she put everything that God said aside. So she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Love. Like, we will die together. We will die together. I always pity the state of a man in love. The tip, you know, the type of love that God wants. You know, he said, love your wife and you love your husbands also. God's nature is love, but not stupid love. And only God knows. You know, and that is, it's amazing. The power of woman. It's amazing. There is something about women that men, we will just follow. You know that you are being boxed, and you will follow until they box you completely. You will follow until they box you completely. You know, I mean, okay, fine. We have two people just right here, Adam and Eve. The commandment came upon Adam. Adam have come to find out that Eve have disobeyed God. Adam still have the senses to save mankind by not touching that tree. But Adam said, I am melted. I am melted. I will go with you. And this is what is, you know, please be sensitive. Be sensitive. Be very sensitive. There is a power in a woman. Great power in a woman. And men are caught. We are ready to do anything. This is the word of God. It is put in here to give us wisdom. We are not saying that women are not good. We are saying that there is a nature in a woman that will make any man fall if you are not paying attention. That's all. So the man was melted. He said, she ate it and gave it to the man. He also took it. Said, because of love, I will eat. Where you will be, that's where I will be. You will die here, we will die together. He saw the woman, said, ah, this is the flesh of my flesh, the bones of my bones. There is no way you'll be separated from me. You will die together. At least he was faithfulness. He was very, very faithful. Faithfulness was in Adam, but he wasn't faithful to God, his creator. He was faithful to the woman, but he was not obedient to Almighty God. And that is what has been the problem of man. Man. And what we are saying here, it is also, you know, true. Sometimes, you know, when love has certain power, very strange power. But you have to be grabbing the love of God and put things at their rightful places. You put a woman before God, you will be drawn. You will be drawn. You put a man before God, you will die. Oh, because of this man and my life is like this. Because of this woman and my life is like this. But they cannot say, because of God, my life is like this. Because God is faithful. God is true love. God will not let you perish. The Lord God will still save you. Upon all that we do against him. It's an unfailing love that Almighty God. I mean, we are not attacking anybody. We are talking about ourselves. So, the state of a man is what we have seen. So this, I'm going to stop here because there's so much. But we say this year, being conscious about all that we have said, this month we're going to talk more and more about sin because it is number one thing. Number one, you want to receive breakthrough from God. It's the number one thing to watch. You stand in prayer and you are still standing in sin, it's not going to help you. You want to receive breakthrough from God and you are still entertaining sin in your life, it is not going to help you. So if you are saying that this year is your year, this year you have to have a clear understanding of what sin is all about. Today we have talked a little bit about the origin of sin. May the Lord grant you wisdom to come up higher, higher and higher, to fulfill the plans of Almighty God and never entertain any sin in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.